the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto. And in this podcast, what I wanted to talk to you today about was about generating what we call marketing assets. Now, as you may well know, if you've read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and if you've not read that book yet, then please go ahead and buy it because you'll find it really useful. But an asset is something that puts money in your pocket. Okay, so a liability is something that takes money out of your pocket. So, for example, a car, your own house, they're both liabilities. Your bank manager might call them an asset. They might call your big TV an asset, but a big TV, unless you're going to rent it out, it's not an asset, it's a liability. It's something that takes money out of your pocket. So your own car, obviously there's depreciation, there's tyres, there's fuel, there's maintenance and that sort of thing. That's all depreciating and it's taking money out of your pocket. So it's a liability. Now, the only way in which you can turn a car into an asset is to either rent the car out or to buy low and sell high. So you might buy classic cars, for example, do them up and sell them. So you're turning that liability into an asset. Now, what's interesting is that my kids, they're 8 and 11, one's just about to turn 8, actually, and they're 8 and 11, and they actually know the difference between an asset and a liability, because I've taught them that. And they also know how to turn a liability into an asset. When I had my Porsche 911, I used to rent it out. I had this bright yellow thing, convertible. I bought it for £42,500, a ridiculous amount of money to spend on a car, quite frankly. But anyway, I did. But we, at the time, we offset that. It's going back about 10 years ago now. But we offset that because we rented it out. And as it happened, I was able to offset everything as a tax discount anyway because it was an asset of the business. So it was bought through a limited company. I was just fortunate enough to be able to drive it. But effectively, it was like a van. You know, it was a business vehicle. That's what it was. But we rented it out. That was the asset. And that's how we made money on that car, which is pretty cool, I think. So we turned a liability, something like a Porsche 911, into an asset. So what's this got to do with marketing then? Well, we should be creating what I call marketing assets. So just like an asset is something that puts money in your pocket, a marketing asset is something that puts leads into your pocket. So the whole point of your marketing is to generate leads. It's not to build awareness. It's not to build brand. It's not to build any of that sort of thing. It's to build leads. And then when you get the leads, your job really is to diagnose that lead as to whether you can help them. Now, it depends what industry you're in. So, for example, you know, I'm in a service industry. I do a lot of business coaching, a lot of helping people with their marketing and that sort of thing. But we also do a lot of property coaching too, which is probably more well known for, in fact. But I do an awful lot of business coaching. Now, in business coaching, the key for me is to get you on the phone and to see if I can actually help you. So my job is to diagnose whether you're a lost cause or whether it's something that I can actually help you and grow your business through the use of marketing. And so we would do that by the use of marketing assets. Now, what's really interesting about this is people think, oh, brilliant, marketing assets. I'll just go create a load of marketing assets. So we go create them and nothing changes. And it's because you miss the magic sauce that has to go all over those marketing assets. And that's what my paid clients get access to. That's why I pay a lot of money to come and be coached. However, that said, having zero marketing assets is going to put you in a far worse position than if you had lots of marketing assets. So, for example, this podcast that you're listening to right now is a marketing asset. I was talking yesterday to a client and we were talking about when you die, what's your legacy going to be? So all the advice that I give in these podcasts, I would want my kids to listen to and take heed so that when I pop my clogs, when I'm 98 years old, whatever that happens to be, these podcasts will still exist. So I'm 43 now. They're going to exist for at least another 50 years, as long as I keep paying my subscription fees, getting it on iTunes and so on. They're going to exist for a long, long time. And even if not, they're still available as MP3s on my PC. And so that's my legacy to my kids, for example, or even to people, you know, in 10 years time, you might be listening to this podcast in another 10 or 20 years time. Like, we'll have some special gadget where you can consume the entire podcast in 30 seconds. If anybody remembers Max Headroom, do you remember that from the 80s? It used to be called a blipvert. And a blipvert was an advert, but it was a blip. So a blipvert, an advert, a 30-second advert or a 2-minute advert took place in like three or four seconds. That was what the whole Max Headroom thing was about, if you remember that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, by the way, it's way before your time, and fair enough. And the problem with blipverts, of course, if you remember, was that because the human body is made of electric connections, it sent too much through the system and blowed humans up. And so that's why there was a big thing about it on the TV show. Blipverts, they were called. But an awesome idea. So if that's probably what you're going to listen to, you'll listen to a blipvert in about 20 years' time, which is awesome. So you consume an hour's worth of content in 30 seconds. Just don't explode. So the point I'm making here is that these marketing assets, once you've created them, will last for a long, long time. I was going through my old YouTube videos that I did maybe 2 years ago, and we just went through and started to rebrand those because there's some awesome, amazing content. And because we've broken them down into, we've got some for business, we've got some for property, and we've got some for mindset. So from those videos, we created three brand new channels on my website, and each channel then has episodes. And so, for example, I recorded a video yesterday. It's called How to Be Amazing. And I did it at the beach. It looks awesome, by the way, because it's done at the beach with a microphone. And that's gone onto a Mindset and Hustle show as an episode called How to Be Amazing. We've got a really groovy picture on there. And when you click on that, you can then go and watch more episodes. So it keeps you on the website and gets you to look at all the other videos that we've got. And the beauty about that is that these videos were done, a couple of them were done years ago, but we get, because they were done years ago, they still exist. And that's the whole point of creating marketing assets, is to create something that you can use again and again and again and again. And most people don't do this. Most people create marketing in the form of an advert, in the form of a radio jingle, let's say. And then once that's listened to, that's done, it's gone. And you don't get to use that ever again because it's gone. That advert that you placed in that magazine that lasted maybe a month, you know, when people bought the magazine, or let's say a newspaper, it lasts a day. Today's news is tomorrow's fish and chip shop paper. It's not anymore because you're not allowed to use fish newspapers for wrapping fish and chips like you used to be able to in the 80s. Do you remember that? I'm sure it made your fish and chips taste better, that's for sure. So the point here is that these marketing assets will work for you once you create them. Now, you should be creating them all the time. I did two videos yesterday. I recorded two podcasts and I launched a podcast. We did two coaching calls. I mean, we had a really, really busy day. And the content from the coaching calls, some of that content, some of the stuff I'm talking about with the client to get the client to do what they need to do to move their business or their property portfolio forward is really valid stuff. So we take that, we put that either into podcasts and we can create a whole podcast around that topic, or we can create a video about that. And then we upload the podcast to the podcasting software. That goes out and that's recorded. We're doing more podcasts than ever before. And we're getting more listeners and downloads than ever before, which is amazing. And not only that, you see, every single month, and we've been doing podcasts for 12 months, but every single month, we've had more listeners every single month. Why is that? Well, it's obvious. The podcasts that we did, say, 6 months ago, they still get listened to today. Plus the podcasts that we're creating today, on top of that, so that's why we're generating more and more listeners constantly. It's always on iTunes, which is amazing, right? So then with your videos, you should be doing the same. So over a period of time, if you look at our video views are now starting to skyrocket, where at first it goes really slow. You know, when we started doing Facebook Live, it went really, really slow. Now, because we're getting more Facebook likes on our Facebook page, we're becoming a lot more popular. And this is what you do. You're building your credibility and you're building your awareness by the use of these marketing assets. But if you sit there and you're not sure what to do, and I know that this happens, you get in front of your computer and you're like, right, I better make some money today. What shall I do? And it's like, well, actually, that marketing asset should have been created 6 months ago. What are you just doing it now for? Now, obviously, if you've not done it before, now is the time to start creating that marketing asset. That's why we created the podcast masterclass. It's available on my website for download. It takes you through step by step how to create a podcast and everything you need, all the hardware, all the software, how to do interviews, how long your podcast should be for, how to name it, how to create the images, how to upload it to iTunes, how to then market it and make it part of your sales funnel. And that product is like an hour long. It's got some extra bonuses on there and it's on the website and it's like £100. You can go download it. And so there's no excuse for you not to be able to do this. And I speak to people all the time, constantly speaking to people every single day. And one of the first questions I ask them is, have you got a podcast yet? And they're like, nope. Why have you not got a podcast? Well, it's something I've been thinking about. Great. Okay. You've been thinking about, how long have you been thinking about it for? About a year, 6 months. You know what? In that last 6 months that you've been thinking about it, you could have brought on 50 new leads. How much is a lead worth to you? I don't know. 500 quid? Oh, okay. So that's £25,000 you've just missed out on. Think about that. 50 leads, £500. I don't know what you sell. You know, from a coaching point of view, my coaching products range from £1,000 to £8,000. So, you know, take the top end of that, 50 clients at £8,000. I can't even do the maths on that. What is that? Is that 200,000? Somebody do the maths. 400,000. I can't do the maths. It's nearly £500,000 just because you didn't do a podcast. It's ridiculous. So you should be doing your podcast and you should be doing your videos. And I know that people go, I haven't got enough time. That's just some sort of bullshit excuse. I haven't got enough time. Of course you've got time. So we're 11 minutes almost into this podcast. I could close this podcast right here and now. That would be that podcast done. That'd be a really worthwhile podcast for people who've got 10 minutes to spare to listen to a podcast. Most of my podcasts last for half an hour. And actually, we should be doing less podcast for like 10, 11 minutes, just so that people can go and get that short, sharp edge. But there's a few more bits I want to just say. So bear with me, just a few more minutes and then we'll bring an end to this podcast. So what are you going to do with your marketing assets? Well, there's loads of things that you can do with your marketing assets. So just to give you an example, we would record a video. We had a radio interview a couple of days ago. It lasted for about half an hour, 35 minutes. And so I recorded that interview from my end and they recorded it. It was through Google Hangouts. It's called Radio Works, I think it's called. And they broadcast all sorts of different topics, and I'm the guy that we go to for bricks and mortar, it's called, for property. And it's an awesome interview. The lady that runs it is really nice, Marina. I just enjoyed doing the interview, you know. Anyway, I recorded it from this side, and that went out as a podcast. So we can take a video, for example. So let's say I do a video, which I have done, did a video for like 30, 40 minutes on Facebook Live. I was recording that as well. So what happens is it goes out live on Facebook. We then end up with a video recording of that. We then have an MP3 of that as well. So we upload the video recording onto YouTube. So then we get YouTube views. We get loads and loads of YouTube views on there right now. We then embed the YouTube video into my website and launch that out as a blog post. That then gets distributed onto Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, and all those other ones as an article. That then drives traffic back to the website. The traffic that goes back to the website see a pop-up for download the podcast that you've just listened to and all the others. They fill in their email address, and now those people become part of my sales funnel. And then we've got the MP3 off that, which we then send out as a podcast. And we get thousands of downloads for the podcast, which is amazing. And so off that one piece of content, that video that lasted for 30 minutes, we end up with YouTube videos, blog posts, and a podcast all out on iTunes and on my website in all sorts of different ways and manners. And that's why we do marketing assets, because you can take that piece of content and then you can turn that into lots and lots of different things. If I wanted to, and we don't do this right now, we might do later, I could take that content, I could get it typed up, it costs $1 a minute. So if you're doing 30 minutes, it costs you $30, about £20, depending on the exchange rate. And right there could be a chapter of a book, for example. 12 more of those, you've got yourself your book. All done for you. Doesn't take you very long at all. Get someone to proofread it, get a cover made, and there you go. There's your book launch. So just off that, you can get to repurpose the content. So that's why we create marketing assets. Now, at some point, I could take all the podcasts and turn those into a book, because not everybody wants to listen to a podcast. Some people might want to read a book rather. And actually, the lady Marina, she's not Lady Marina. The lady at Radio Works called Marina, has done just that. She's taken all the content that we spoke about and she's releasing a book, and it's called Conversations with Dan Latta About Property. That's amazing. And she's now created a book out of it. It's going to go on Amazon. So all that content is going to get repurposed. Very, very clever. And that's what you should be doing, because once you've got a book, by the way, a good friend of mine on Facebook, Sahail Khan, wrote a book with J. Conrad Levison, and number one bestseller, and he makes like millions of dollars a year just through that book. And he uses that book for everything. And he's written it a couple of years ago now, and he's just added some extra content to it and a new book cover just now. just repurposed it constantly again and again and again. The content in that book is amazing, by the way. And if you've not bought that book, go buy that book. I remember buying Guerrilla Marketing, it's called, like 20 years ago, when it was just J. Conrad Levison, who just passed away, actually, last year. But there's lots of opportunity for you to start creating content. Get it out there on YouTube. And at first, you're going to feel like no one's listening to it. It takes time. It takes traction. I was going through Grant Cardone's videos, and I went right back to the start. And he was, you know, it was only a couple of thousand views on those very first videos, which is not a huge amount at all compared to what he gets now, 70,000-80,000. And, you know, nearly a million Facebook fans on Facebook, which on his page, which is amazing. But when you go back and you look at his original videos, he looks quite stiff. He's tried to make it like a news type thing, just like I did, you know, when I first started doing my videos. You go back to my first videos, they're terrible, they're horrific. I hate them. But we keep them up there. Why not? Go and have a laugh. Go and have a look at them. So, marketing assets. Go and create your marketing assets. You should be creating one a day, minimum. Like, at the very least, start with one a week. One video a week. It's not going to kill you. One podcast a week. Go start doing it, and you start generating more and more leads just from your marketing assets. And then you can use them again and again and again. All right. I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto, and we'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.